Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the seventh parak of Maseches Arachin. So a bit of an introduction is in order over here. Parak Zayin, Ches, and Tes is going to be about being Makdish land in Eretz Yisrael, and that there are totally different rules that need to be that we need to be familiar with. Whenever you sell land in Eretz Yisrael, so we always wait for the Yovel year, and the Yovel year, it always goes back to whoever was the original owner of it. If you yarshin a field in Eretz Yisrael, that's called a stei achuza. So the family that originally owned it, for them, it's their stei achuza. Now, when you are makdish land in Eretz Yisrael, and you are podi it from hegdish, so if the person was makdish his stei achuza, he's able to be podi it before hegdish, and then he gets to keep it. But if he was not podi it before Yovel, Or if someone else buys it from the Gizbar before Yovel, then he will never get that field back. He loses it lechalutin, it becomes lost forever. Now, if you are poda your field from Hagdish, your stei achuza from Hagdish, you don't pay just whatever the field is worth. There is a set price that the Torah tells us based on the size of the field and based on how many years there are to Yovel. So you pay 50 shekel for a size of 30 base sa'ah, which is what's called a base kor, and that's for the entire Yovel, but you deduct based on how many years there are remaining to Yovel. So now, let's see the Mishnah. Ein makdish lefnei Yovel pachus mishtei shanim. We are not makdish a field less than 2 years before Yovel, because when you're going to redeem it within 2 years of Yovel, you have to pay the full 50 shkalim, not just the price for the little bit of time there is to Yovel. So since it's going to cost so much to be pulled to the field for such a little time, the Mishnah says, don't do that. It's a terrible investment to be makdish a field at that time. And you can't redeem a field less than a year after Yovel. If you redeem it in the middle of the year, you have to pay for the entire year, not just for the part of the year that still remains. So a person can't redeem his field after Yovel by paying for less than a full year. So there's a problem over here, because we first said that if there's 1.5 years left until the Yovel, we view that as within 2 years of Yovel, and therefore you're going to have to pay the full 50 shkalim to redeem it. We don't treat the half a year as a full year and allow him to redeem it for just 2 shkalim plus a little bit. And where we would do that if there were 2 full years left. But in the second case, we say that if a person wants to be pulled to the field in the middle of the year and there's still a whole bunch of years until the Yovel, he has to pay for all of the years, including the full year that you're in the middle of right now. So how do we reconcile that? Ein mechashvin chadashim lehegdish. We don't count months when we pay hegdish. So if you're paying for part of a year, you pay for the full year. Avla hegdish mechashiv chadashim, but hegdish counts months when dealing with you, when it benefits hegdish to do so. So when you want to be poda a field 1.5 years before Yovel, we do not treat the half a year as a full year. We count it as less than a year, and therefore you have to pay the full 50 shkalim. Hamakdish esadeo b'shasa Yovel. If someone is makdish his field during times when we observed Yovel, and then you want to be poda it during that first year after Yovel, nosin bezeru chomer sorum chamishim shekel kesef. For a base core, you give chamishim shekel kesef. Hayishab nekoyim amukam asar tefachim. Let's say there were cracks in the field that were 10 tefachim deep, oslam gevom asar tefachim, or there were rocks that were 10 tefachim high. Einim dadanima. We don't measure that together with the field. We don't count that as part of the base core when we're measuring out the base core. Pachas mikanim dadanima. But if they're less than 10 tefachim deep, or less than 10 tefachim high, then they're just considered to be part of the field when we're measuring it out. If you're makdish field 2 or 3 years before the Yovel and you want to go and redeem it, no sin sela pundion neshana. You give a sela and a pundion for each year until the Yovel. So if you have 2 years until the Yovel, you give 2 shkalim and 2 pundions, 3 years, 3 shkalim and 3 pundions, etc. Because the reason for the extra pundions is because it's 50 shkalim, but there are only 49 years in the cycle. So the guy says, I'm going to give the amount of each year during that year. instead of just paying it all up. So in Shomano, we can't, there's no payment plans. You got to do it all at once. You can't work out a payment plan over time. Mishnah base, both the owner or anyone else that wants to be poda or stay achuza with the 50 shekel for a base core is allowed to do so. So then what's the difference in halacha? The Bailam has to give an extra chomesh being poda, whereas anybody else would not have to give the extra chomesh. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, we said that you're not allowed to be maktish a field within 2 years of Yovel, nor allowed to be goel less than a year after Yovel. And we said that when it comes to cheshbining half years, it makes a difference whether it's going to be to Yovel's to Hegdish's benefit or to your benefit. That we will count half years to Hegdish's benefit, but not to your benefit. And then we said if a person is maktish a field when Yovel was noheg, he pays at a rate of chamishim shekel kesef for a base core, and we cheshbined out how to whether the crevices in the ground or the mounds in the ground count toward the measurement. And then we said if you're maktish 2 or 3 years before Yovel, you give a sela and a pundion for each year in order to make the cheshbon of 50 shekel kesef for the full Yovel cycle. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that both the Bailim and anybody else is allowed to be pulled to the field, but the Bailim has to add a chomesh, other people do not. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel.